Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. When a person gets an aliyah in shul and the Gabbai asks for your name, how are you allowed to say your father's name? How could you say Ploni ben Ploni? Isn't there a violation? It's a clear halacha in Shulchan Aruch in your Adaya Simin Reish Mem that you cannot say your father's name. So how is there ever a heter to say a father's name when being called up for an aliyah? So based on the Rikvi Eger on this today's daf, we could find the solution. The Gemara in Shabbos daf Kuf Tes Vav Amin Aleph tells us that Rabbi Yossi told over a story. Ma'isa ba'aba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta. Rashi says the father of Yossi's name was Chalafta, as Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So he was telling a story of Ma'isa ba'aba Chalafta. Asks Rabbi Kivi Eger in his Chidushim there in the Gemara in Shabbos, how could that be? How is he able to say this? Eich Hiski Rabbi Yossi is Aviv Bishmo. How can you say the name Chalafta? Does the Gemara tell us the Lo Yazkir Aviv Bishmo? You can't mention your father's name. Lo b'chayev, lo b'moso. Not when he's alive, and not when he's dead. So what's the explanation? How could Rabbi Yossi say this? So he says, "Bini haben yakir li kir levavi, my dear child, Rabbi Shlomo Eger." He says, "Gave me the answer." Tirtli answered based on a Rashi and Sanhedrin daf kuf, Dibur maschil b'shmo. And he says that it's only usher when you say the father's name straight, directly. You say Ploni. However, if you're makdim the shevach levnei shem ha'etim, if you say a shema mori or abba or rebbe's beforehand, then it's shari to say Reb Ploni, Reb Moshe, Reb Noach, all of that, that would be permitted. So here, since Rabbi Yossi said abba chalafta, then it would be permitted. Now, Yamsha Shlomo argues, it doesn't think this is true. Yamsha Shlomo Kedushin, Os Samich Hey, argues, and he says as follows. He says, this doesn't make sense. This is not a heter. This heter of saying, you know, if your Rebbe is Moshe, you say Rav Moshe, Reb Moshe, that makes sense. But for a parent, you only have one parent. For Rebbe, you have to distinguish which Rebbe you're talking about. Rav David, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo, who is it? So you have to say which name. But Abba, there's only one Abba. So there's no heter saying Abba Chalafta, Abba Moshe, Abba. It just say Abba. He doesn't think there's a heter. Even though the Yamsha Shlomo says this, Rabbi Kivi Eger argues, as I said, the Gra argues, many poskim argue and say that if a person gives a certain shevach to the father first, Abba Chalafta, Reb Chalafta, one can mention the name. That's why it's brought down by the poskim. And this is how people practice. Not everyone knows this, but you should, when you get called up for an aliyah, instead of saying your father's name Ploni, you should say Reb Ploni. Not Rab Ploni, not that the father's a rabbi necessarily, but Reb, putting the Reb, giving chashivas to the father, that's the heter. So for me, for example, it would be Yonasan Binyamin ben Reb David Noach Halevi. That's how I tell Gabayim to call me up Reb, by putting the Reb, by putting a shem toar, a certain shabbach before him, like Abba Chalafta, then it's entirely permitted, according to Rikvi Eger and others, to say one's father's name.